Brother Billy, thank you, girls. Thank God it was good, wasn't it? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to say just a few words. You believe that, don't you? But we're going to want to say afterwards, guess what we're having for dinner? Pizza. We knew these girls like pizza. Most people do. We got desserts and got salads. And, you know, we'll have something to drink, but don't leave nobody. We'll just right through this door. And that's after we get through. But I want to just say what's on my heart. I appreciate the goodness of God, don't you? And when I heard testimonies of lives being transformed and changed, when I saw them singing that song, handing up that word of God, saying that sin keep you from it, but now it'll keep us from sin. That's so true, isn't it? It's a lamp and a light to our feet. The word of God is. Well, got your Bibles. Turn with me a few moments here. Habakkuk chapter number 3. Habakkuk chapter number 3. And also, 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1. I want to read that first, one verse. Habakkuk chapter number 3. And 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1. And verse number 7. Verse number 7 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us. For the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with the mighty angels." I'm going to just stop right there. And I want to try to share just a few words this morning. The simple thought. Trouble it. If you trouble, he said, rest with us. I don't think anybody went through any more trouble than the Apostle Paul did. Don't think they faced any more hardships and more things against them than the Apostle Paul. But he said, he was saying in his writing, God said, if you got any trouble, or you that are trouble, he said, rest with us. I can tell you where Paul was resting. He was resting in the Lord. That's where our rest is. And also in the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 3, just a few moments, look at this. Chapter 3 of Habakkuk. Begin reading in verse number 16 of the third chapter of the book of Habakkuk. Verse number 16 says, "When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered in my bones. And I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up, it says, up upon the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig trees shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, neither a labor of the olive shall fail. The fields shall yield no meat. The flocks shall be cut off from the fold. There shall be no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice where in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instrument." But notice what he said in verse 16. He said, "I'll tremble in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble." Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're grateful for the opportunity, Lord, just to bow in your presence. Thankful for the privilege to come to your house, to hear these testimonies, these songs, this gospel they were singing, the word that we were singing. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, what Brother Billy and them's done, God, you've done through them, through the days and all these 40 years, all the multitudes they've helped, and Many that you've turned, our Father, toward thee, we praise your wonderful name for it. We ask you to bless our reading of the word this morning. Have your way now, Lord, in the remainder of this service of the rest of the day. And God will thank you. Speak to us and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Are you troubled? A lot of you at the back of them got a word from God that trouble was coming. Trouble was on hand. Invasion was coming. They were headed to them from the north, coming upon the land. But yet he said, in that trouble you can still rest in God. I believe there's more unrest in this hour than there's ever been. I believe there's more trouble going on. People's hearts are troubled. Yet Jesus said in John chapter number 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, my Father's house, so many mansions, what so? I told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again. And so we as believers, if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no reason for us to be in turmoil in our hearts. There's no reason for us to be troubled, because we got one that takes care of us. Thank God now, he has in the past, and he will in the future. And so you can rest in the day of trouble. We living in that hour. I'm telling you, this in great trouble. I'm not talking about the great tribulation, but I tell you, we're in great trouble right now. And I don't believe it's long that, listen, we in America, if we don't turn back to God, we in more trouble than we can imagine. Listen, but we can still, in the midst of all that's going on in our country today, we can still have peace. We can have that peace that passeth all understanding. We can have a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. That's what he said in this passage of scripture. He said, rest in the day of trouble. Listen, whatever comes against you, whatever comes that you may have to face, in a day of trouble in your heart, you can still rest in God. That's what he said. What he said, although the fig tree, he said they all may fail, all these things may happen. But the believer, that was awful. Somebody come in and break in where they had all the stuff in the thrift store, that house that they were storing it in. And God was blessing them through that. And I'm going to tell you something. Somebody come in and stole and then burned it down. Listen, but they caught them. Thank God they did. But I'm telling you, that's trouble coming. But all through it, I can assure you, listen, that Brother Billy was resting in God. I can assure you, through your trouble and trials, you rested in God. You still can rest. You read other scriptures, said we're not to fret, we're not to worry, we're not to get all upset, we're to rest in God. And so he said, though all this fail, I like what he said in verse number 18, yet I will rejoice. There's joy in the Lord. Because, matter of fact, the joy of the Lord's our strength. You know what the first three fruit of the Spirit? Galatians chapter number 5, love, joy, and what? Peace. You can still have peace. You know what? Hallelujah. I'll tell you, don't let anybody steal your joy. You know what David lost? He lost his joy. He loses salvation, but he lost his joy. And you know what I'll say today? A lot of joy is gone. We need to get it back. You know how he got it back? He repented. Man of God came to him. He said, thou art the man. I'll tell you what he did. He got before God, didn't he? But I want to tell you something. There's joy, joy, joy. That's what he said, that we can still rejoice in the Lord of my salvation. You got something. I'll tell you what. If you got salvation, you got something to rejoice in. You got something to praise God over. And listen, because it's God's salvation. Jonah found out in the belly of the whale. He found out whose salvation it was. And I'm going to tell you something. We can joy and rejoice. You know what people are looking for? Did you know, as Christians, you the only, and we the only, this is biblical, we read epistles written and read and known of all men. Some things, people never read the Bible. The only thing they're going to ever see of the Word of God, if they see that light of the gospel and that light of the Word flowing through us. What's this house, what's the house called, Brother Billy, about these girls? It's a lighthouse. And thank God they're light. We can tell it when they're singing. And thank God. Listen, Jesus said, we the light of the world. We'd be that light. And when people see us, we ought to remind them of Jesus. Amen. You know how you're going to ever, you know how you're really going to get joy? You're never going to have it till you come to know Him, the joy giver, the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, that's what I want you to see in this verse 18. Yet I rejoice in the Lord and will joy in the God of my salvation. It's, if you don't have salvation, I like what these girls said. I got saved. I like that term. It wasn't just a decision. It wasn't just walking an aisle. It wasn't just saying yes. But I'll tell you, it's salvation. And you know what? You know what? Reason some people can't rejoice? Because they can't joy in the God of, He said, my salvation. You got to have salvation. It's personally. It's real. It's powerful. Romans 1:16 said, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to him that believeth. And so he says simply, the Lord. He said, and then he goes on and says, the Lord God is my strength. You know what? The quicker we can find out. It didn't take me very long, Brother Billy, to find out I couldn't live a Christian life. It didn't take me a bit, one even 2 days. But I tell you what I found out. I have to say, yes, Lord, you got to live it through me. I couldn't do it and still can't. But I tell you what, if you'll surrender to Him, I tell you what He'll do. He'll give you strength. He'll give you power. He said, the Lord God is my strength. Where are you resting? Do you have peace in your heart this morning? Do you have rest in your soul? What is in Matthew 11:28? He said, come unto me, all you that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What did he say he'd give us? Rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. My yoke's easy and my burden's light. And you shall find what? Rest. What to? Soul. A difference in body rest. You won't go very long, but body speaking, if you don't get some rest. Can I tell you something? You're going to have rest in the soul, too. And that's why you should come to me. Thank God for the rest we get when we go lay down at night. But I'm talking about rest for the soul. What happens if you don't get enough rest with your physical body? Gonna break down. Gonna be tired. Gonna be sickly. What if we don't get that rest in our soul? Thank God for that rest. If you got that, you can rejoice and you have joy bubbling. I don't know about you, but I like to meet people. When I meet them, I just see the glory of God flowing. I like it. I heard a preacher say on the other day that it's like some people go around and look like a mule, Georgie mule eating briar. Just grinning like, I mean, that's about all that's said. We don't have nothing. We got everything to be joyful for. You said, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through with. You got trouble? Rest in your trouble. Hallelujah. Rest and you can have rejoicing. Rest and we can have revival. The Bible says in Psalms 85:6, you know what it says? O Lord, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice. And you know what I'm going to say this morning? If we're not rejoicing in the Lord, we need revival. Hallelujah. Because we got something to shout about. Brother Billy, I read Brother Vance Havner. I'm sure you remember what I'm talking about. Old preacher. He said, isn't it strange? He said, we go ball games and said to get up and jump up and shout up and down like a Comanche Indian. And then he said, we'll come to church and sit like a dead wooden Indian. And that's not throwing off on Indians. That's us. So I got a simple question. Are you resting? Are you rejoicing? Amen. I tell you, God is good. Real good. He's my hope. He's my strength. And he's my joy. Salvation is something to be joyful about. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord. Be patient. Hebrews, you read the book of Hebrews, particularly chapter number 4. There's a rest for the people of God. Rest. You know what he said reason some of them couldn't enter into that rest? Unbelief. But folks, it's no different today. What keeps us out from that rest? What keeps us out from that joy? That strength in the Lord? It's our unbelief. Unbelief. We need to believe God. Trust Him. Trust and obey. For there's no other way. Trust in Jesus. It's Him. Thank God. We can rest. We sure can. In our wonderful Lord. Rest in our soul. In our inner being. And have peace. It passes all understanding. You know what that peace will do? The Bible says it to keep our hearts and minds. Well, a lot of time with people, if I hadn't been for the Lord, I probably would have been crazy sure enough. But I'm going to tell you something. That peace of God, you know what? I praise God for it. It will keep our hearts and keep our minds. That's what He said. I didn't make that up. It's in Scripture, Philippians. And you know what? I'm going to rest in that. Some people say, I don't know. I don't know if I'm... If you don't know you're saved, you can know it. And you can rest in it. It's complete. I'm complete in Him. Thank God I'm saved. As they said, we take one thing we're going to take with us. Amen. We've got this eternal life. Going to live forever and ever. Would you stand with me today? What a Savior.